Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
And now, welcome to the studio, Johnny Mosley.
Johnny!
I really miss you guys. Great to be here. Vinny, so how's the baby? Not a baby anymore.
The baby is growing and rolling over. You know all the steps when you're watching them sort of hit these marks. So the baby can roll over now. The baby, you know, reaches a little bit for you now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of huge because that's like, I'm holding you, but hold on, would you?
Right.
You know, I mean, what is this? What am I, a tree? Just sit on the side of me? Like,
so she's like 6 months.
She's coming
old?
Up on 6 months.
I've become one of those like super creepy guys that when I'm traveling and there's like a woman with a baby and she's, you know, I'm sitting across the aisle from her, I'm like, you know,
hey,
that's not creepy. That's normal. And unfortunately, like, especially for men, you almost can't interact with children anymore. Everyone's immediately like,
right,
don't even look at my child.
Right, right. And that's why I brought it up, because I was, the most recent flight that I did that was this very small plane. I mean, it's very small. It was like eight passengers.
Where was it?
I was flying from Denver to Telluride on this thing called Boutique.
Oh, so
Air.
It just happened.
Just happened. Oh. Yeah, but it's happened multiple times this winter. But the most recent one was this baby. And yeah, it's like a Pilatus, like it was almost like a private plane, but it's a company that does this called Boutique Air. And anyway, so I'm flying with this family that's they're speaking Spanish, so I don't know where they're from, but and they have these two little kids and, you know, the moms. And so I was, you know, in engaging with the baby, but I was kind of getting like the side eye from the mom.
Like, please stop interacting with my baby.
Yeah,
a little bit.
And I'm like, God, I guess that's, you got to be careful, I guess.
Well, John said he would take the kids to the playground. He'd be like the only dad there. And he would, you know, other kids would, he would never push anybody else's kid on a swing or touch any other kids, because he definitely was getting, like, people were keeping an eye on him. He's like, I'm just a dad. I love kids. I would love your kid, but I'm not going to go anywhere near your kid.
Yeah, you don't want no
they're
trouble.
They're just so juicy, you know?
So,
I know.
They're so cute. They react. Oh, man.
Are you and the missus thinking about it?
Oh, no.
What do you
mean?
Are
you sure? No.
You're still young. You're a young man.
No,
she could do it.
No.
Just little girl, maybe?
OPK. Other people's kids.
Got it.
Well, you know, were you I guess you were traveling this much even when your kids were little, huh?
Yeah. We were traveling a lot, and Malia would haul them around. So, I mean, I don't know what she was thinking, but that stopped pretty quickly. She was like, I'm done.
Well, you know what? She can't do that now, right?
No, you can't. Exactly.
Right.
Their schedules are.
So
I know every time I'm traveling, people are like, don't you bring your wife on this stuff? And I'm like, I want to, but she's just like, they have they got their own life, you know? I'd love for them to be there, you know.
If only they can do 3 months of school up at Squaw.
They'd have to homeschool.
Right.
It's not even like I'm there all the time. That would be different. I mean, I'm on the road. You know, you'd have to homeschool them. So,
Johnny Mosley, I'm watching the Super Bowl yesterday, and I go, oh, there's my dude.
Mm.
Couple times.
I know. I'm big time. I got a national. No.
How's that?
Well, he doesn't. Well, he's saying it's not national. He's like, it's a NorCal thing.
It is, but
that's super cool, though.
It's great.
You rolled right along with him. The ads are good. Like, believe me, the ad for my local restaurant that aired, you know it's the local restaurant.
No.
It's not. And like, those Toyota ads are
They've
legit.
They've got a budget.
You bring
clearly.
Up a good point. It's the NorCal Toyota dealers. So it's all the dealers up in our region. And I always notice that, too. This is an ad agency called H&L Partners. But the ads look like huge budget national
ads.
Right,
they look great.
I always get the text like, dude, you're in a Super Bowl ad. And I'm like, yeah, right. That's right. That's right.
If you leave the market, I'm not.
Still got it.
But you've been doing ads for Toyota for a long time. In fact,
he does an ad.
I think he did an ad in my driveway about 3 weeks ago. You were over cutting the podcast. And I go, and we're, you know, blabbing. But he's got this great, what is it? A
4Runner. TRD Pro 4Runner.
That's it. So he's like walking me through the whole like CarPlay, telling me all about how the thing works. I'm like, that does sound pretty good.
Mm.
You know, the technology that's in cars now is just ridiculous.
I'm a big fan. I mean, it's one of those deals, you know, you don't always get where it's like, I loved the product first, and then I happened to, you know, be able to work with them. And
we're
so,
familiar with the other side of that.
Yeah, you
sure.
know. So I'm just, it's like rolling off my tongue. I see people and I'm selling it, you know.
It's incredible.
That's the best.
I was like, okay. Yeah. I'm like backing away. All right, well, great. That sounds super. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're interested in a car?
Why are you selling them now?
Funny you mentioned it. Yeah, exactly. Vin, what are you highlighting there, man? We got
I'm looking at some text. Just checking what people have to say. But okay, so let me get to our next thing that I wanted to ask you about. Sarah says, Johnny got offered a chance to go on Big Brother.
Sarah this was going to happen. I'm sorry. We're really mad at you. I'm really, really mad that you didn't do this.
Is that a segment, Sarah says?
Well,
it is now.
It's the show.
Sarah says something, and then we all beat on Sarah.
Yeah, you know what I'm humming there? Sarah says, what is it? Is it
Travis Scott?
Thank you, Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Travis Scott.
We should be able to edit that up, right? That could be a bit, as Sarah says to Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Something like that? Mm-hmm. Okay, carry
If
on.
They didn't delete or drop out of half the guy did on the show last night, he would have been the highlight of the halftime Super Bowl show.
Well, it wouldn't have been hard to be the highlight on that show.
God, it was painful.
It was, but you know what? That's
that
the right
big
word.
Big boy or something? Who was
the one in the fur coat? The one wearing, crawlers, bear claws down each arm?
Oh, you know who I'm thinking of? Wait, the second part of Outkast is Mike, Big Killer. No.
Big Boy is from Outkast. Yeah.
He's
absolutely.
That big? I didn't realize I thought he was like a little guy.
He had that giant jacket.
Yeah,
maybe he just
tell.
Wanted to look bigger. What I liked was the choreography when it was Adam Levine and Big Boy and Travis Scott all standing together. Doing the mad white boy
moves. Oh, gosh. His dance moves are so painful. Moves
back to Big Brother, which I still am not understanding. So why did you say no to that?
I mean, look.
Did you?
I did.
Your wife said no.
Look, this is a problem. It's a preliminary discussion that came our way, and, you know, my wife was dealing with it. I don't. All I know is she was, you know, told me. Kind of after the fact, and she knows that I'm not like crazy about that stuff. I would get skewered on that thing.
No, you wouldn't.
I would get skewered.
Why do you think that?
I'm not good at like social strategy like that. Like in that.
All you need to do is
make
you come in here, and we'll give you a strategy going, and you would not get worked over.
Yeah,
you just have to be. You have to be. Don't talk so much.
Right.
Which means don't drink so much. There's always liquor around.
Both two big problems right there.
And and make friends in the house. And it would be easy.
Hold on. But you don't look bad if you just be yourself and be cool.
Yep.
And even if you lose, you get, you know, they're conspiring behind you and you're just being friendly and having fun.
You
okay,
come off
so you lose,
good.
You look good. Doesn't matter. You're a known public figure your whole life. You know not to flip people off out on the freeway. I mean, you know, those are the things where you might look bad if
you know who's not looking
let
good.
Your temper run.
Are you Lochte? Watching?
Tell me about how my level of the easiest guy to compare me is Lochte.
No.
How'd he do?
Did
he make himself
look
likable.
Better?
He's likable.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I thought was he's the douche who lied about what happened to him at the gas station.
But mm-hmm. that's me. That's totally
you
me.
Would not
in the era of social media 20 years ago.
No, you'd
I was
be fine.
Right. I would totally have been,
no,
you know.
No, you're fine.
I don't think I would have done the gas station move, but something similar. I would have.
So we're lucky to. You're saying we're lucky to escape the social media that's happening.
Yeah,
I think you'd be great on that show because you're actually a really likable person.
And to your point, Vinny, like I don't know, I have a hard time maintaining that, like being yourself. That's an easy thing to say, harder to execute when you're in that situation.
Do you think that you'd be spoiled
by other people?
Do you think that you'd wind up being so sick of the experience that like your true colors and you'd be pissing and moaning? Like, what
no,
do you think?
I would enjoy it.
Right.
You know, but that's the problem.
So
I might be
it.
Like enjoy it too much or not see. I wouldn't be able to see like what was happening around me. Like,
okay,
you know, I wouldn't be able.
But so you lose. That's
yeah,
not
so
the
what?
Point. The
it's
point
about
is
being
you're,
on TV
you get
and looking
to go
good.
And do a cool thing that's going to show you well because you're cool. You just go on and have some fun.
Yeah.
The problem is if you take the bait, that's and for me, it would be you just can't take the bait when someone's trying to get you riled up.
Right.
It's and you're still a dude. So you're like, hey, you can't take cuts in line. Hey, That's not happening. You know what I mean? Yeah, like stuff that happens in public where you're all, oh no, I'm not letting that. And then you go, yeah, yeah.
I'm Johnny Mosley. I have to let that go.
I have to let that happen.
Someone has definitely got a camera rolling on their phone.
I can't be the one. Yeah. Someone else has to take up this cause.
I'm fairly decent at that, actually. I think that's
keeping
one thing.
Cool.
Yeah, like I do let things slide, you know. It's
I think you'd be great on it. Listen,
all right, well, thank you. I appreciate that, you guys.
Are you watching it at all? You're not watching it, are you?
I have not yet, but I want to. I'll watch it.
Well, I'll tell you, Lolo
it's
Jones.
It's only 3 weeks. You're
going to
miss it. It's already over.
It's over.
Okay,
it's half over.
I'll watch the replay.
Do it.
So, okay, that brings us to our next thing. You just flew in from Telluride.
Yeah.
And they didn't reroute you to Tahoe. It wasn't like, sorry, Johnny, you're needed.
4 feet
Tahoe.
Of snow
you're needed.
Just
you're
up.
Needed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Look, I'm looking at the forecast. I mean, it's crazy. It's today supposed to get 16 inches. Tomorrow, another 11. So, I mean, it's going to be great up there, but it's probably pretty nasty right now. You got good storm skiing, but I would love to go up there right now, but I have to go to Stamford, Connecticut tomorrow morning.
Do they ski there?
Exactly.
Well,
so the world championship of freestyle skiing is happening right now in Park City, and it's all the sports. It's snowboarding, freestyle, it's freestyle, traditional freestyle, it's free skiing, so half pipe, slopestyle, all that stuff. We were supposed to.
Okay, but
we were
Connecticut's
to,
nowhere near Park
right,
City.
So,
you're going to the wrong way.
That's right. We got a call like 2 weeks ago.
Oh no.
That says, hey, we're no longer going to call it from Park City, because usually you go to the event, like the Olympics is a big event.
You're there.
You're there. You call it from.
You're
a
calling
booth.
It. From there,
so we're going to NBC Olympics headquarters, which is in Stamford, Connecticut, to call it from a studio. And the truth is, so that's where I'm headed for the next week while it dumps. The story of my winter has been everywhere I go, it starts snowing hard the day I'm leaving. happened to me in Jackson Hole, happened to me in Squaw, happened to me in Telluride as well. It started dumping literally like as I'm like driving to the airport.
Oh.
So that's the story of my life.
So is Telluride's trip for next year's Warren Miller?
No, Telluride was not a Warren Miller trip. I was actually skiing with a bunch of young president organization guys. You know, YPOers. You know that. You know what they are. It's all. It's all exec. It's you have to get in it. You have to run a company, be a CEO of a company, or have founded a company that is of X amount of.
This is a corporate.
Has an X amount of revenue.
So you ski for fun.
It was great. Killer conditions. I went skiing. I last weekend before I left for this road trip. I actually went skiing with Jack and his buddies and
your
a couple
son.
Friends.
That's your boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we actually went cat skiing up in the Sierras, which Vinny, you
where
gotta
they take
do
you
it,
up
dude.
In a groomer,
it's like right down the road from Squaw. Get your board. And you'll be no crowds. You'll be riding pow, and it's
so they just
totally
drive
reasonably
you up
priced.
There.
Yeah, you go up in a cat, in
and
a,
then
in
you just
snow
ski
cat.
Down it.
And then you pick all these. They put you down these like unskied lines, and then you get back in the cat in the bottom. You like have a drink and buckle your
Mosley.
Boots,
yeah,
and then
is.
Cruise back up again. And they pick another line, and you probably ski 8 to 15 runs a day, depending on how it goes. You have lunch up there,
and there's no
Good.
Other
got to
get
you out there.
There's no other people,
there.
Right?
And you're riding pals, and wow. no other people, so you're not fighting. Because you're a snowboarder, right?
Yeah.
And it's because snowboarding is like it's great in the pal. It kind of blows in like hard pack and right. stuff like that. It's not the right tool. So you know, I'd go out there and snowboard with you because I'm not. I love snowboarding, but I don't get the opportunity to like ride pal.
No
but
one wants to see you,
you
on a
what's
snowboard.
What's your level?
Is
that are you pretty good?
I've been doing it a long time, but yeah. I also miss a lot of seasons. Like I'm gonna miss this winter.
Right.
Because
okay.
we got a baby.
Yeah.
Well, and you had a baby 5 years ago.
Right, and
I've
missed,
you know.
Yeah, we made it up once in the, oh, that's a good, that, there it is. I've made it up once or twice in the last 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. Well, we went up, we did a thing at Squaw a couple years ago, and then you came and visited me at my house back in the old days.
There it is.
And I think that's it.
In 10 years, right. maybe. Yeah, I'm not that good.
Dude, just book it.
He is good, though.
Book it for the end of this storm. Let's book it. I'm not going to be here. But
but you should book it.
Damn it. It's going to be so good. Like like Friday, or when you got to let it settle back there a little bit. That's a lot of snow.
When they get this much snow all at once like this, this is when they delay the start of the day because they're blowing the. They're
oh, man.
Setting off all their explosives.
I get. If you want to see some behind the scenes stuff, go to Instagram and follow this guy, Duffalope. D-U-F-F.
Duffalope?
Yeah, Duffalope. He's one of the ops guys at Squaw, and he's like. up in there. He's like the first one on the mountain, you know?
So yes.
The stuff he sends me from like the what's happening up there that we don't see when these storms come in is insane.
Like what? The stuff that he has to like for avalanche control.
Yeah. He's not a patrol, but you know, just even getting them. He works on the lifts and stuff. So getting that stuff to run after it's been like pelted with ice and wind and snow, and then you got the patrol guys out there trying. I mean, it's like battle that they're doing to try to get that thing open in the morning.
Because it needs to be. They need to, you know, they've had a couple hard seasons here.
Yeah, like so.
Every drop of snow.
Well, some of those guys are also capable of going out and doing demolition or not. I guess they don't call it demolition.
When they throw the bombs.
Yeah, they blow up mountainsides in order to get that snow to fall, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, it's a hairy job. And, you know, we're lucky we got them. And then they have all the you know, they have these those sonic, what is it? I want to say percussion, but that's not the right concussive blasts,
right?
Where they
to make
they
anything
jam the sound basically,
loose.
And they make an explosion via a propane tank that explodes through a tube. I mean, I just really butchered that. They call them gas X. Anyway, those big tubes on the mountain that are over certain sensitive spots. So now they can just push a button and they blast like as the snow is falling, as opposed to the patrol having to be there because it takes a lot of the danger away.
Advanced maintenance. That's smart.
Yeah. In an avalanche.
No, nothing legit.
Nothing
little slides here and there, but nothing legit.
But where you were never running for your life from the wave of snow.
No, and never buried or any of that stuff.
But you must do like that stuff where you get dropped off in the middle of nowhere by a helicopter. And
yeah, I used to do a lot. I mean, I still do a bit of it. I did a segment in Iceland last winter for Warren Miller, which amazing. It was so cool skiing up in the Arctic Circle. So I still do a bit of it, but I don't do it like I used to do it. I used to do it, you know, in Alaska, in, you know, camp out for 3 weeks, like wait for the big snows and tear it, like go for it, like take some risk. Now I'm like, I want to do it, but, send me somewhere somewhat mellow. You know, I'm not, I just basically say I'm not going to provide anything rad. So, you know, keep that in mind. I'm like risk averse, basically.
Right. But I got a wife and kids. I'm trying to have a nice life
risk
here.
Risk averse.
A little bit.
What is for someone who like loves to ski or snowboard, what's the heaviest thing you've done? And I don't mean the Olympics because we all know the pressure of that would be absolutely crushing, I'm sure, but...
Yeah. No, I mean, the Alaska, like the Chugach Range, is the North Shore of skiing.
It is.
Yeah. So you go up there, and these lines are, you know, huge, and they're first descents. Nobody's skied them before. Mm. So, you know, and I remember one line I skied that was a first descent. Like, we're the heli, and you got the film crew, and... you know, you kind of fly around and you pick this line, right? And you're like, okay,
that looks like the
from
place.
From the helicopter.
Yeah. The guides, you have a guide, so they're kind of like looking at stuff based on conditions. And so they're like, you know, that's available. We could ski that. No one's ever skied it, but, you know, it looks like it could work today. And you're like, all right, I want to ski it. So, you know, you sort of fly around it a couple times. And at the time, we didn't have these smartphones, so you take a Polaroid from the heli. Because you can't fly around it forever, but that gives you an idea of where the rocks are, and you know.
Oh, you have to like pre-plan how you're going to get down that thing safely.
That's right. And then you have to plan your line too, because you know that when you get to the top, you're not going to see the bottom because they have what they call like the Great Alaskan Rollover. So the top is slightly flatter and it gets steeper, so you don't see. It's not like you see the rest of the line,
right?
So you have to pick some points to like. When you're going down, you have to do the map in your mind. Like, when I get to this point, I got to go right. Otherwise, there's like a 50-footer there, and, you know, that's danger over there. Mm. And then you have to think about, okay, what's happening when the snow starts moving? Because every time you cut through the snow...
You're dropping.
The snow starts sloughing. Right. So, and then if you just ski straight down, you'll have, like, every time you turn, all the snow will start sloughing. It'll get... so heavy, it'll take your feet out, and then you're on your ground. So you have to actually ski like a certain angle so that the snow is...
Oh, that's a lot to think about.
It's a lot to think about. And then the biggest thing in the back of your mind is if the whole thing goes, right? Like if it avalanches, where are you going, what's your plan, all that stuff. And
what
this particular line, I mean, you're looking for an exit. You know, you don't know. I mean, it's luck of the draw whether you can actually ski out of it. Because, you know, but people
so
have
glad heavy. You've never been in one of those.
And
very
this
heavy.
One in particular, I was with this snowboarder named Jeremy Jones, who is like the premier big mountain snowboarder. And the camera, you know, sends the heli over to the Barbie shot. And they put the camera on the heli. And then everything's getting lined up, right? It's like an hour before
you guys are just waiting.
Well, then you get up there and the guide digs a pit and he like gives you an assessment of the snow conditions. And this thing just looked like this beautiful sheet of snow, but there was a cliff below it and some stuff. And the guide, it was just looked really beautiful, but it also looked like total, like it could slide for sure. It's just like a big hanging snowfield. And the guide was like, you know, it looks pretty good, but I'm not skiing it. He actually got in the helicopter that took off. And
bye.
So this is what I'm getting at. This is the type of mentality I had right. where I was like, yeah, I'm into it. I'm pro risk. I'm into it.
This is my pre-risk averse days.
Like, this is going to look sick on camera, right?
and, I can't wait.
And it looks fun,
and
right?
that's what they want. They want you on virgin snow.
Yeah. You're
for the camera.
You think it's just fun, but you are kind of competing in some ways when the films come out, you know, for what you do.
Well, yeah, so. That's all pros. Pro surfers, pro
it's
skateboarders. They all are releasing, you know, clips.
Right.
And these clips are... That's well, your days, promotion, that's, really. Right. That's look at me doing what I do.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time.
Oh, what? Jesus.
Johnny has come in today. We're going to be guests on his podcast today.
That is so cool.
So what is your
what am I doing? Why am I doing? Yeah, exactly. Basically,
we ask ourselves that question every time
we podcasting. It's basically what happens in the podcast, Vinny, is we sit down and I talk about stuff I should not be talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I end up getting into like all kinds of weird stuff.
Stop.
Originally,
it.
The premise was let's talk about skiing, let's like the world, my world that I'm in, and, you know, just kind of cover all those stories. And we do. We kind of cover the winter sports world, but it just goes off like you guys here. I
mean, it's a tangent.
Know,
it's just know, it's a tangent.
Next, place. Sweet. Next thing you know, it's
so we can talk about whatever. I don't think there's no rules or anything. But Johnny leads the show. He's like he's the
no
boss
rules
of it.
And I, you know, have a great time with it. So I'm really psyched that you're interested in coming on.
So we're gonna
do we take callers or no?
No, we can't take
that's
calls.
Too bad.
Unfortunately,
too
what
bad.
Happened to?
Although we will
Newman.
We'll Facebook it live.
We're listening to your story.
We're
on strike or what?
We don't want to derail.
Johnny, nobody can get a word in.
Exactly.
Our
never
you.
Shut up.
I know.
So
sometimes before the podcast, I go, all right, Johnny,
Johnny's
let's
gonna
take
come-
some slow breaths and we'll and be calm.
Johnny's going to come back to do a movie review in April. He's busy until then.
All right. So April. We're going to cut that. I don't believe that the podcast we cut today is going to air today, though. I think it's next week's episode. So okay. But you can just Johnny Mosley podcast on wherever, radio.com or wherever you get them.
Do you guys put it out on a regular day?
Yeah, it's every Monday.
Oh, I see. Every
Monday. So there'll be a new one. I think the second one that we cut a couple weeks ago is going up today.
Okay.
Johnny, thank you for being on today. We're
Thanks
all very
me.
Excited to be a guest on your show, and we'll be back in...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just a moment.
Sarah and Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Oh, well, this is going to...
You do have
one. This year, get your Valentine what they want. Jewelry. Mm. Not a French peck. No one wants a creepy tongue coming at them. Literally no one. This Valentine's Day, visit the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart at sfgcjm.com.
.com.
That's sfgcjm.com.
French peck.
I don't mind a French peck. I mean, not from... I don't want it from Hooman, but, you know...
Brand? Girls don't even do that.
I know, but
French
I mean, I'm
peck.
Saying, yeah, I'll
I'm just
take gonna that.
Give you a peck on the cheek and what? Lick your face as I depart? Like, I don't get it. A French peck.
No, you come in mouth to mouth, but
then you get a little stabby with the tongue.
Yeah, you get stabby with the tongue. I'll
so to the
point
where someone goes, "Did that just happen?"
Yeah, I'm into it. I don't mind it. But you know, I mean, the right lady can do anything she wants to me, pretty much.
I suppose that's true.
Down.
Did you just French peck me? I'm in. Oh, you're leaving. Hold on.
All right. Well, anyway.
Anyhow.
SFGCJM.com. Here's what's happening. If you're just joining us, the Patriots, Sarah's Pats, they did in fact complete the season with a Super Bowl win. It's their sixth.
Good for them. Wow. Congratulations Record to the team
breaking.
At my house, John and John. Very happy.
So what was it like after the win? Did they get ripped?
No.
Did they go out and commit vandalism?
I want to say that I can't remember. I think the game ended like around 7:20 or 7:25, something like that. And I hadn't watched Saturday Night's Big Brother yet. So I said, everybody out. I got to watch Big Brother because I wanted to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. But we're partying.
No, they weren't partying. There was no partying. Please, we're old people. So they went over to watch the highlights and rewatch the game over at his house, and I got to sit by myself with the cat all cuddled up.
Nice.
And watch me a little Big Brother.
So that's where they went and took bong rips and had drinks.
See, I'm sure.
Good
they
for
did
them.
They did all the stuff over there.
Good. Mm-hmm. All the stuff.
I don't know.
Yikes.
Well, they were all lit. They were all turned on.
They do that too?
I don't know, man. I'm not usually there for it. But I assume that they do.
All right.
Oh, I'm so horny right now.
Weird.
I just assume that's how it went.
Sure.
You know, all
that
the stuff.
That is weird, but all right. Okay, so I told you about the Bridezilla story.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'll read that to you now.
I love these. You know, listen, this is a lady's day. She dreams about this day her whole life, and it needs to be exactly the way she wants it to be.
I'm experiencing that right now.
Mm. I'm hoping you don't get a little Bridezilla. Maybe just like a mini.
She's not. She's actually maintaining. We're keeping it pretty low
Godzilla,
key.
It was like Godzuki. Right? Didn't in the old Japanese movies, there were Godzilla movies, and there was a baby Godzilla, and I think its name was Godzuki.
Boy, you stayed on those series for a while, didn't you?
I loved those. Creature
you stayed
double
on
feature.
Long enough for them to bring a baby Godzilla on.
I know. Yeah. So dumb.
Well, it's a cartoon, yeah?
No, it wasn't. It was one of the other
I didn't see
it
that.
It does exist, whatever it is you're talking about. Here's Godzuki.
So,
it's kind of like
so maybe Christina will just be a
Ninja Turtle.
She'll be a Bridezuki.
Nah, she's been pretty good. Well, and most of the stuff we got ironed out. You guys should be getting your invites any minute.
Oh my God. So you have
location.
You have a location
and
a date. Yeah. Well,
we need to know the date.
You'll have it in a minute. I'm not behind that, but the stuff's coming to you.
Great job.
Boy, it's happening.
That's how you do it.
Well, she was like, I got to get this done before I go back to work. So she's got a two-week time limit on it, and she knocked it out.
Are you guys having somebody help you plan it?
No.
Or she's just going to do the whole
thing. It's going to be so low-key, you guys. I mean, in fact, quite frankly, I think you'll all be disappointed.
Is there a nice hotel near there that I can
book
a room at?
Uh-huh.
Is there going to be a drink in at this wedding?
There is.
Awesome.
I believe we... I believe...
Unless we bring our own.
I don't want to talk out of turn because, believe me, it's not my gig in the planning department. But I did say we should pay for the bar. And so the beer and wine is paid for. I think you have to pay for the cocktails. I don't want to say this into a mic, but I was like, we should get some bottles for people and keep them somewhere nearby so they can just, you know, I'll have a soda water.
I'll contribute to the open bar for my wedding gift to you.
You know what I mean?
I do. Absolutely.
So that's.
I'll have a soda water. Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah,
glug,
it'll
glug.
Get figured out. Don't worry.
All right.
Anyway, back to my Bridezilla story.
Okay.
Back in December, a bride's Facebook post went viral because it was insane. And I did tell you this story on the air.
She gave guests
very specific dress codes based on their weight.
Right.
Basically, thinner people had specific colors to wear. Heavier people were having to wear black. She also required that they spend at least $1,000 on their outfit, specified which brands they needed to buy. After the post went viral, the bride freaked out because she said she was going to give all her bridesmaids a lie detector test to find out who leaked my special day to the general public. She did it.
Wait, she did.
She,
did
the, she actually These did. Girls actually submitted to it?
Yes.
God, this girl has a stranglehold on her friends. Who is this person?
On like, Saturday.
She should be running a big company somewhere.
All of her bridesmaids showed up to take a polygraph, which she bought from Amazon for $99, by the way.
What's the rating on that? Does that thing really work?
Well, it found the leaker.
Oh, it did.
Quote, my former friend Stephanie was immediately removed from our property. She confessed to leaking my post and ridiculing me online.
Oh my God, it found the person. Mm.
Beyond that, the wedding is still on with full dress code requirements. Oh, and now she's also demanding that people submit pictures of how they look in their outfits so she can tell everyone, quote, what is wrong with your getup and how to improve it.
Oh my God. Do you think that some people are just going to this wedding because they're like, this is a don't miss. Like, this is going to be such an S show all day long.
Well, don't you think? Now, see, I don't know.
Like, I want to go to this wedding.
I don't put that level of, I want to say anticipation, but that's not the word I'm looking for.
It's because you haven't been dreaming about it and planning it your whole life, Vinny.
I don't put that level of expectation on anything, really. I feel like you do the best you can with yourself, and the rest you leave to the universe. Mm. That's sort of where my head's at. Mm-hmm.
That's a healthy attitude.
I've gotten some sleep, and I've put on the best I can clothing-wise. I'm going to go in there and try my really hardest, and whatever happens, happens.
Right.
The end. Mm. That's all I can do. So this, I can't relate to at all.
I totally want to go. Unfortunately, you know, having to buy that $1,000 outfit and send this chick a picture first would be a little annoying. Oh, she sounds like just such
nightmare.
A
nightmare.
Like,
pill.
Who allowed her to become this person? Like, I blame her parents. Like, somebody has been catering to this girl's every whim where she thinks that this is okay behavior.
Well, the husband.
I love her.
You'd think would be taking this as a warning,
right.
And somehow he's still.
He's too busy trying to get out from under her thumb. Like, okay, dear, whatever you want. Yeah, I'll marry you.
That's right.
Pick on them.
Oh, God.
I mean, I should have known is going to be something he says every day for the rest of it. I should have known.
I'd like a divorce. Well, you're not getting one. Now keep rubbing my feet.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Yahoo was originally called Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web.
What?
They changed the name to, remember Jerry Yang?
Yeah.
Is he Jerry Yang? Right?
Yes.
We used
Jerry
to call
Yang
him Jerry Wang all the time.
Right. Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web. They changed the name to Yahoo 2 months after it launched.
Huh. Yeah, it was a long title.
Mm-hmm.
It's not without its charm, though.
Isn't that weird, though, that Yahoo was the new and up-and-coming portal that everyone used, and they got caught from behind by Google, and they were never to be seen again.
Yeah.
Well, they were for sale for $47 billion, and then they said no to that, and then they ended up being sold for $3 billion. Don't forget about that part.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good part of the story.
And Verizon's like, we bought that.
Why did we buy that again? Can't remember why we bought that. Yeah, we bought it and changed it to. Did they change it to Oath?
Oh, did they?
They did.
Is
yes.
That the name of the
That's
new...
it.
So they didn't even keep the name. They could have just come up with a new thing called Oath and not paid $3 billion for it. God. It's really funny.
Oh, when you go to Yahoo, it's still there. It doesn't take you to Oath.
I see.
When you talk to yourself in your head, your larynx still makes tiny movements.
Your what?
Your
That's
larynx?
Yeah.
Larynx?
No, call it larynx.
Larynx? I like larynx better.
Larynx?
I like
you say
larynx.
It.
Larynx.
Larynx?
Larynx? I believe that it does that, and I am also unable to stop talking to myself in my head. So my larynx gets quite the workout
every
something. Single day, all night.
Say that again? Larynx.
Larynx.
Got it.
Larynx.
I probably should have read that off the page. I would have done better with it.
Sounded great to me.
I like it.
Thank you. Anyway, what I was going to say is I'll tell you something. Yeah. If there's any... What is it?
Gesundheit.
Oh,
you don't know.
One.
I do know.
That one's, yeah. That
you
one
don't
is.
Know.
I do know.
Means, yeah.
Anyway, like you say everything correctly.
I know. Well, I did mess up that one word. He's going to play it. Here it comes.
You want it?
No.
Yeah.
No, you know what I want?
No, you want
the Almanic thing.
I don't
want to
play
I go to
it,
him because
no.
he was playing the She's Amalgam thing me. The other day that
She's
I did
been
wrong.
Threatening me lately.
And I go, I'm like, yeah, next time you play that, play the Almanic thing. He goes, oh, I don't have that.
Yeah, why would he have that?
Exactly. Thank you, Vin. That's what I'm saying. Why am I going
to have to have it, and you have to do all the clips I say.
Go out of
that's
my
your
way
job.
To sabotage myself.
Yeah, that's not,
right. So I have to do it for you.
And I said
go
to her,
get back and get it.
That's the only perk of like my position here that I get to do that you guys don't get
I'm
to
like,
do,
that's
right?
not a perk. That is, show me where that's a perk on your thing. Al Manic. Find that. Back to you, Vin.
Anyway.
Larynx, go.
What I was going to say is sometimes I'm actually talking to myself in my car. And the bright side of that is that I feel like since these cell phones are around, people might see me and go, oh, he's talking to somebody in
yeah.
his car.
Meanwhile,
oh, yeah. I'm fully out loud saying words and I'm alone in the car.
What are you talking about?
Whatever.
I find that I think it's actually a healthy outlet to talk to
like
yourself.
Working something out yeah. of my head.
Mm. Like, well, then if I do this, I move out there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't even realize you're doing it. And I actually think it's healthy. I think that's good. It's good news that you talk to yourself in the car.
A lifetime warranty.
Sometimes I say things out loud so I remember them.
Oh.
Like when I'm driving at work, I'm trying to think of stories to pull. I'm like, oh, yeah, that story and that story. And if I say it out loud, I'll remember it. It's more likely I'll remember it.
Oh. You're saying as you're listening to the news, you're like, oh, that's an interesting story.
Yeah, or something I read in the morning.
Crazy housing market.
Yeah.
Got to remember to print that one.
Right.
I'll say it. I'm turning off the stove right now. I'm turning off the stove.
Oh, my God. All I right. do that, too. I yell from the side. I go, the side door's locked.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'll remember that I did that, so I don't have to check it again. And John will know it's locked, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But then good he's job. Like, oh, did he say it today or yesterday?
They all seem the same.
All right. Then he goes around and checks all the doors anyway.
We're all crazy.
Yeah.
I like it.
A lifetime warranty doesn't mean you have a warranty for your lifetime. It refers to how long the company expects the product to last.
Oh. So, like, if it only is expected to last 6 months, that's all?
That's the lifetime warranty.
So they put the expected lifetime in there
that's
in the
bogus.
Paperwork
that
somewhere.
Is.
I hate that.
That is bogus.
That should be my lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to this one.
Okay. I'm ready.
Walgreens grew from 20 stores to 4. Walgreens.
Wags.
We all go to them,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Walgreens grew from 20 stores to 400 stores during Prohibition in the 1920s and early 30s because they were allowed to sell whiskey for medical purposes.
That's so funny.
Dang, I didn't know they were that old.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I want to say I don't really feel like I knew about Walgreens till I lived across from the one in OB.
Oh.
I don't think I ever saw one in Southern California where I grew up.
They must have been drugstore. I mean, you just probably thought of it as a drugstore.
Well, I grew up right? next to a Rexall.
Oh, Rexall. Sure.
Oh, yeah,
you know that?
Rexalls.
Are they still around?
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen
I
one in a
so.
Long
the
time.
The one I knew by my in Noe Valley, that one's not there anymore. It looks like Walgreens started in Chicago.
And then I had Save-On.
1893.
You know that one?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I remember Save-On. Yeah.
Save-On was the one right by my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For us, I think it was called a... That was Driscoll's or something.
Driscoll's probably is. That sounds legit.
That's a supermarket. Now,
oh, yeah. Maybe
I think.
That's not what it was then. Because we always had Rite Aid and we always had a CVS. I remember CVS being
right.
around for a long time.
God.
Well, CVS is
Rite
now
Aid.
Huge.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rite Aid's huge,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still.
Save-On's gone, though, isn't it?
I don't know. You might still see them in Southern California.
Mm. All right.
But Walgreens, wow. Who knew they were around so
oh,
long?
Oh, God. Look at the time.
I know.
Wow, that went quick.
It does go
okay.
fast.
Well, anyway, I guess I'll read some texts on the other side of these commercial messages.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.